So here's another debriefing episode. I'm gonna be straight up with you. I don't really have a whole lot to say about this episode that wasn't already talked about with Ed and Matt on the official Taskmaster podcast.
Well, there's one big thing we need to talk about.
Greg, honey.
The banter.
Oh, yeah.
The cut banter. That everyone in the server was like, where the fuck is the banter?
Yeah,
we found out today where the fuck the banter is.
Yeah, I woke up. Yeah, so for those of you listening and watching along, go to the outtakes, go to the Taskmaster YouTube channel, and go to the outtakes for episode 2 of series 19, because we are getting
watch fed. It right now.
Oh my gosh, like, yeah, pause this, go watch, and then come back screaming. Yeah, I woke up and a bunch of people had like messaged me to be like, get your ass up, get your ass out of bed, watch this, don't do anything else. Like, even my friend that is not in our server messaged me with the link and then ... and I was like, Jesus Christ.
I love how it's just accepted that I will appear when I appear, because nobody told me.
Yeah.
I was just wandering about in the server checking messages and was like, wait, what the fuck?
Yep. So I watched that and holy shit. So I guess that whenever Alex goes to Greg's show, he's not going to be surprised by that bit that I had asked him about in his episode for this podcast, because he had already long ago been whispered it directly by Greg. So that's cool.
Well, I mean, he might be surprised that it's in Greg's show.
I mean, yeah, but. You can't really be surprised.
It's nothing
after that
he hasn't heard before.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. And I love, my favorite part of that outtake is how his face just lights up directly after he hears what Greg says. This is so cute. And in case anyone is wondering, yes, there is already a fic up of that.
Did you write it?
Yeah, of course I wrote it. That was the first thing I did this morning. I watched it and then I went, please hold. And then I cranked out.
I was literally sat on the edge of the bed when I DM'd you. I woke up like, okay. Well, I saw your DMs. I was like, respond to this. Let's get going. Made a coffee. Found out that my laptop wasn't charging. Couldn't get it to work. I don't know if it's the cable or the charger, but something about my laptop doesn't charge.
That's annoying. Yeah, it's, I cranked out 1,200 words this morning in a frenzy. Damn. I have 1 kudos and 0 hits, so we love when that happens.
That kind of thing always reminds me of the old YouTube glitch, which doesn't happen anymore. They fixed it, where views would freeze on 301.
Oh.
Yeah. It was something that you only really noticed if you paid attention to, like, comments and insider memes.
Yeah.
But for years, views would freeze on exactly 301. And then, like, 6 hours later, you'd see all of the views and they'd start updating in real time.
That's so weird. So that was a delicious little outtake that we got. Thanks for posting that.
Well, I was watching it too, and it's like, okay, the leading theory in the server was that we didn't see the outtake, or we didn't see the banter, because it just sucked.
Yeah.
Because that's often why the banter's cut. It's mm-hmm. so bad, it doesn't even make it to air.
Yeah.
And now I'm wondering, once again, why was it cut? Because it's nothing anyone watching hasn't, you know, been exposed to before.
Yeah. Oh man.
Those two are just gonna do what those two do.
So good. Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, I was watching and it's like, where is this going?
Yeah. And then
your hiccups are so horrible.
And then I think, yeah. I think then after that bit is where we get Greg Honey, which makes that even more hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's no way Alex could have known that that's what Greg would have said, because that whole, every banter section is unplanned, unscripted. So there's no way he would have known.
Well, watching the whole episode, I was thinking even, these two are awfully lovey-dovey this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've said this on the podcast, probably because my episode was just incredibly nerding out at one specific aspect of the show. But I've always sort of seen what they do as, like, they're that couple that everyone knows who, oh, we've broken up again. Oh, we're so in love. We're back together again. Nope, it's breakup again. And they just keep doing that. And it's this weird cycle between absolutely divorced and honeymoon energy.
Yeah.
And they're definitely in the latter right now.
Yeah, for sure. You love to see it.
I mean, as much as I love their divorced energy, whatever they're doing this series is hilarious, and I love it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, so we got the banter, we got Greg Honey, we got the best boy in all the land at the very end, or something like that.
Alex likes to be called a good boy.
He really does. I think they both do. It's really cute. I forget what interview it was in, but in some interview that they both did together, they said, like, that their recent thing is, like, they both call each other good boy, like, to kind of hype each other up, I guess. And they just, like, do that all the time.
New York.
Yeah, it might have been. And they just, like, do that just, like, not only on the show, but just, like, whenever they're together, they do that. And I was like, honestly, that's, like, so wholesome.
It is.
It's so cute. I love it.
What a weird goddamn show.
Yeah, really. Yeah, the only other thing that I wrote on my notes was, oh, we got hand feeding Alex like a bird, so that was cute.
Oh, God, yeah, because the second time I watched it, I've only watched it twice this week so far. I think because last time we recorded on a Sunday.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I watched it on YouTube once again, forgetting that there's no fucking ad breaks on YouTube.
Yeah.
Especially since I just watched series 10, which does have ad breaks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They need to give them back to us, please.
Yeah, they really do. And then, and then the, Alex has a theme, I think, like, over an overarching theme of just, like, getting wet a lot, like, by different
He's
things.
Such a sad wet guy.
Yeah, and so when Stevie did her task for the do something really tricky and then, or narrate yourself doing something really tricky and then do the really tricky thing, the RTT, if you will, which I'm glad that caught on because that was really cute. Is that she did the thing and then she like grabbed a water bottle and like dumped it on her and then like flinged the rest of it at Alex and he was just like like wiping it off. Hey, nice. So yeah, that was fun. And I was like, man, Alex gets wet a lot in this show, I've noticed, whether by design or not. But
I loved how I've got some things I want to talk about. I don't think I'm going to talk about them in any particular order, but let's talk about that team task.
Oh my gosh. I am obsessed how Stevie clearly knew who Jason was and was such a huge fan of him when they first met. Cause she was like, oh my gosh, hi, I'm Stevie. I was like, I love this for her so much. I honestly think that I know that they didn't do well in this episode, but I think they're going to be a powerhouse of a team. I think they're going to be really good together. Like, I think their energy kind of matches. And, I think they're going to do really well in some of the team tests. And then, the other team, and I was, like, in the chat as we were watching it live, and I was like, you know, like we had read what the task was, and then we saw the team of two first, and then they went to the team of three, and I was like, man, I can't wait for Fatiha to not jump, and then she's just stepping, and I was like, I fucking called it.
See, like, a lot of people complain about Greg's rulings, and I think this is a prime task that really shows that.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many of the rules went disregarded.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, Fatiha wasn't going to be jumping. Like,
yeah,
just practically, she's a big woman.
Yeah.
That would be very bad for her, honestly, to jump the way Alex wanted her to jump. And I think, you know, Greg probably understood that. So he's like, yeah, fine, whatever, it's jumping.
Yeah. And I think somebody...
the tambourine.
Yeah. And I think even somebody in our group chat said something like, like, if she could have easily been like, you jump for 2 seconds, you know, and he would have been like, fair enough, you know?
Yeah. I saw that as, yes, she's participating. No, she's not going to, you know, go all the way, but she'll meet you half there. And I think we're going to see a lot of that from her.
Yeah. And I think, honestly, like, because there are times where, like, she's clearly, like, in the first episode where she, like, blows on the raisins. Like, clearly she's actively, like, not participating. But in this one, she was. So it's like, yeah, like, there's a difference there, you know. Like, she's trying, at least.
Yeah, and, like, I can, even now, see a universe where she wins.
Yeah.
Like, she's a bit of a dark horse that way. And I can see that, like... she'd go with consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Consistency is always what wins.
Yeah.
It's not just enough to get a bunch of 4 or 5 point tasks when you're also getting an equal amount of 1 and 2 points.
And disqualifications.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, that's something we talked about last week, too, is like, just finish it. That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
And you're going to do...
finish the fight.
You're gonna do much better if you just finish it.
And bringing up something that we talked about last week about how if there's no win condition, there's a second part of the task.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled another one of their stupid sneaky tricks here, where if you are asked to get an exact number of something and they provide the something, they're not providing you the number that you need.
Yeah, you have to.
They always give you more, so you always have to count.
Mm-hmm.
And that fucked up a couple people in series 14 with the balloons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it was Munya who saw a bunch of balloons and said, oh, well, there's 100 in here. Let's just whack them all. And it was like 112 or something.
Yeah.
And so, her throwing the marbles forced them to count.
That was so funny.
Which was, like, unintentionally brilliant. And I even said to the other guy while we were watching this that, oh, that's going to win them the task.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other team didn't count. And, sure enough, they fucked about and took way too long. But they did the task.
And I think Matt... he counted, but I think if I'm remembering correctly from his talk with Ed on the official podcast, he said, like, I would have counted anyway, because I know, like, I've seen this show, I know how shit works. I would have counted them anyway to make sure that we had 100, because I know that they pull shit like this and I don't trust them. And it's like, no, you're right not to.
Yeah, and the thing is, I expect, on some level, Jason knew that as well. But then, Matt summed it up clearly. He is not here to compete. He is here to cause chaos.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah, and Jason chucking the lid at Alex and it hit Linda, that was so hard. Time. I was like, dude, that would have bruised Alex if it had hit him.
Well, I think that's the first time someone's actually intentionally thrown something at Alex. And I say it that way because Rod Gilbert threw gravel at his face, but I think that was just Rod Gilbert.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, like, on the teams, I was really wondering how they were going to split them up.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, I was kind of thinking they'd do a boys versus girls thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I saw, like, maybe on Reddit or something, that they probably had to work around Jason the most. So he would have had the tightest availability. And it probably just fell that Stevie had the loosest. So they put them together.
Something that I noticed in that task that I keep forgetting to bring up to the server is that in the group of three, like when they're reading the task, like Matt is reading the task, and Rosie and Fatia are like standing together, and Fatia has her like arm around Rosie's waist and is just like holding her. I'm like, that's so cute. Oh my gosh, I love this. I love how like flirty she is, like, because of course she's flirty with Greg, but I loved that,
Yeah,
like,
always.
she just like extended that to Rosie a little bit, and I was like, that's so sweet. I love that so much, because they clearly didn't know each other before then, and immediately she's like, come here, bestie, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cute. I love it.
I love Atia so much because she's never left Hackney. Like her voice and her manner does not really match her appearance. And I think that's my favorite thing about her. 'Cause yeah, even on Outsiders, she was bullying the fuck out of Phil Wang and just kind of didn't give a shit.
Yeah, I love her. She's so funny. And I love, she kind of almost has a Rose Matafeo vibe of like she'll like put her head in her hands sometimes, especially during the prize test, cuz Greg will be like, so you brought in chocolate, and she's like, yeah, from Switzerland. And she's just like, god damn it. She just like puts her head in her hands, and I'm like, baby, don't give up, it's
This prize task, though, was so good. The snootiest thing, because everyone's going to have a different interpretation of that.
I would have
And
also, like, Jason really struggled with that, because as he said, like, in America we don't really do snootiness. Like, we don't really.
it's fallen out, but it was very much like the vibe of the 90s.
Yeah, but instead of snooty, we said, like, preps
Oh, I didn't mean like that. I mean
and
like in NIMBYs and yuppies,
Oh,
they
yeah.
were very snooty.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of that versus, the existential grunge of the other half of the population, it felt like. So we did for a while. But equally, that doesn't, neither of those seem like they were Jason's world.
But yeah, I did like what he brought in. I thought that was really funny.
The butler was perfection.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that the thing, the hat from Eton. What is this Ivo Graham erasure? Because I
Oh my
wouldn't be
gosh.
surprised if that's who he got it from, because he said he got it from a
Oh
friend who moved to
yeah,
Eton,
that would make sense actually.
which, yeah, like a lot of Britcom is basically incestuous. Everyone knows everyone. Everyone's done something with everyone because it's a very small pool compared to, I don't even know how many comedians there are in America. Probably a lot. I don't like American stand-up right now.
Yeah, I and even because they had Matt on with Ed in the caravan this week, and even they talked a little bit about it, but like he still didn't really explain what it was. So
I don't
even
think he knew what it was.
yeah. So even after everything that they talked about, it was still kind of like, yeah, you know, it's like you kind of have to be there, you know? It's like, okay, cool. I think
Yeah, like
it's
poor
kind of,
Ivo.
I know, yeah.
His whole thing is that he got sent to Eton and his dad regrets it. That's his entire shtick.
Ivo and Matt seem to have a lot in common, which I would love to put those two in a room together.
Yeah, Matt's definitely got that chimpanzee whose habitat is under
Oh
threat
my gosh,
energy.
his legs are so skinny. It's so funny. It's just like those knobblinis. I'm like, buddy, why
In
you do
those
this?
tiny short
Oh my
shorts.
gosh, yeah. And I'm so he won the first episode, didn't he?
I think so.
And he won the second episode. And I was like,
Where is the fail man I was
I was
promised?
like, I'm really surprised by this because everything that I've heard up to this point has been like, I've done a horrible job. I've like a
Yeah.
complete loser, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, don't get me wrong. I am obsessed with Matt. And if he wins, I will be fucking thrilled. Like, I
Yeah.
will be so happy if he wins. I mean, honestly, like, out of this lineup, I'll be happy if any of them win. Like, I'll be happy for a different reason. But I was like really surprised that he's won these first two episodes because everybody has been saying like, oh, he's like such a wet puppy and did so bad. And
Yeah.
I was like, and yet he's won the first two episodes. So like,
Well, let me check the scoreboard.
yeah.
Holy shit. So he's got 23. Fatty has got 15. And then the other three have 13.
Yeah.
Holy shit, Matt. Oh wait, no, that was for the episode.
Yeah,
Okay,
that was
so
just
it
for the
actually
episode.
would be a grand total.
Yeah.
So he's got 42. Stevie's got 30. Fatia's got 25. And then Jason and Rosie have 29.
I mean, we're still early days, but like,
Yeah, but
still,
that's a huge lead on
that's
Matt.
a good lead, yeah. So I don't
That's
know what's going on.
huge.
Yeah.
Where did I put Discord? There it is.
So yeah, that's gonna be interesting to see how the scores start to pan out as
Yeah.
we go through the series. So yeah, that's gonna be interesting.
And then we're the so oh the caravan task, Submarivan.
Yeah, very reminiscent of the grape task.
It was, yeah, they couldn't leave. They had all this Rube Goldberg shit. And then
I did
I'm
not.
genuinely surprised nobody pissed in it. I absolutely would have done.
Ed said he was like, I definitely would have done that.
Yeah. Because, like, getting all the other stuff, and I read on the Taskmaster app for that there was a lot of stuff that they didn't even find, it seemed like. And the ones who, like, even managed to find some of the little sneaky stuff completely discounted things, which I probably would have done too. No, wax is not a liquid once it's cooled down in
Ice
the coffee
or
jar or
whatever.
whatever that was. Like, I would have disregarded it because no, it's not liquid now, it's a solid.
Yeah, and I was wondering like if the caravan has a toilet in it, couldn't you just go to the toilet and take the thing off the tank and just like
No, because caravan toilets are chemical. There's no tank.
Oh, okay. Or even I guess they must have like disconnected the water because like Stevie
Well,
put the
to
bucket
plumb a
under the
caravan.
like
Yeah,
she
so to
put
plumb,
the
I
she
used to spend a lot of time in them. And you just hook it up to a garden hose, and that's how you plumb a
Oh,
caravan.
okay. So that's pretty. That would be
Yeah,
pretty
so
easy for
if
them
it's
to
not.
just disconnect the hose.
Or just have never connected it in the first place, because I don't recall ever seeing the sink run.
Because I think
Because
Stevie, like,
the.
that's the first thing that Stevie does is try the sink, and it obviously doesn't
Yeah.
work.
Because I recall, I think it was New Zealand who also did the grape task. And they, honestly, they did it better.
Yeah, I
But,
liked.
one of them was they had a clue inside ice and they had to melt the ice. And I'm pretty sure their water was running for it. Because how else would they have melted the ice if not for hot water?
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. They're
But oh my God, some of the things that were
oh
going
my
on
God,
in
it was
that task. Two people bled for that task.
so gross. Yeah, as soon as they started putting like different liquids in the bucket, I was like, "Well, that's disgusting." I don't like that.
Alex's morning drink, very clearly a pint of
Breakfast
beer.
drink. Yeah. I thought it was
Yeah.
apple juice 'cause it didn't have like a foam.
I interpret it as beer.
That's funny. I
But
mean,
it could have been.
was
I
it
think that's what it was.
Was it Stevie that said, like, it's piss, or maybe Jason or
she
something?
She thinks everything's piss. Yeah. So far, any liquid she has interpreted as piss.
Yeah, we have 2 for 2 currently with the mentions of piss. But yeah, I was like, you could just bleed into the bucket, I guess. I probably wouldn't be very healthy or helpful because you can only lose so much blood. But also, like, Stevie, yeah, like, setting a little bin fire in the bucket. I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, if you
could
guys
see Alex.
You guys don't have running water.
Mode, like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's like, you don't have running water. There's no way to, like, put this out if it were to, like, catch the... I mean, like, because Jenny Eclair, like,
yeah, I was just
set
gonna say,
fire, or, like, tried to set
she
fire.
She must be livid.
Yeah, she, oh my gosh.
They wouldn't let her set fire to it.
Yeah.
And Stevie just lights a bonfire in the caravan,
and that was
which
a,
are famously...
That was a big fire.
The most flammable thing on the planet, caravans.
Yeah, and that was a big fire, too. It wasn't even just, like,
it's hilarious.
Little tiny flames at the bottom of the bucket. It was like, no, this is a bucket of fire.
I love those moments, though, where you can see little Alex Horn just give way to the producer in a second, because mm-hmm. he had no idea what to do. They weren't expecting that. There wasn't a contingency, and now there's a fire.
Yep. Good times. Yeah, I like having a bucket of fire that you're just carrying around is very point and click adventure game to me. Just like, yeah, stick that in your inventory. It's fine.
Yeah, Jason won that task.
Yeah.
And then we didn't actually really talk about the tricky thing, which the way everyone interpreted it, yeah, like there needed to be some context because what's tricky for one thing isn't necessarily tricky for someone else.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what I'd have done.
Because I would have like grabbed an instrument and played something really hard on the instrument, but that's because I can do it, you know? But then but then you have to make the argument in studio of like, all right, Greg, like, can you play the Charlier Etude number 2 on trumpet? No, you fucking can't. Like, I did it memorized, you know? And it's like, it is tricky.
Which goes back to Jamali with that pillow spin. I am still, like, that's one of the few tasks where Greg was wrong, and... He was wrong, basically. Yeah. And, like, I understand that's the format of the show. He's allowed to be wrong. No, Jamali was fucking robbed.
Yeah. Yeah, because
he couldn't spin that below.
Yeah, I also disagreed with the scoring of that task, but whatever.
Well.
It is what it is.
He's allowed to be wrong, and I'm allowed to be annoyed.
Yeah.
I loved the hand thing, because Alex was wrong. You can go beyond 90. It just takes a little bit more thought, but you can go infinitely on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I learned the hand thing, but I never used it, I don't think. So, like, I knew what it was, but...
I got 30% on my last maths course, so.
Yeah, for me, it was mostly just... hand thing. It was mostly just rote memorization, honestly.
How's that work? I've never been able to figure it out.
Just memorizing stuff over and over. Lots of flashcards. Flashcards were like my life in elementary school.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I don't know how to memorize anything.
Yeah.
Partially because of, you know, I've got no short-term memory.
I was going to say, my short-term memory is actually quite good, but my long-term memory is not very great. So, unless like, it comes to like specific things, but... Not really helpful.
Yeah, like, anybody who knows me knows that you can say something to me, and 5 minutes later, I will ask a question that you have just answered. It drives my husband insane.
Yeah. What was the next task that we had? So we got the prize task, we got the tricky thing, the caravan.
It's just the live task.
Oh, wow.
To choose an item from the box and place them on the corresponding half of your table. Second point, one at a time, pass the item on your right to the person on your right, and the item on your left to the person on your left. Put, and then part 3, put one of your items inside the other item.
Yeah. Stevie had it really easy this week.
Oh my god, yeah. She look. Then again, I think anybody who winds up with
the sleeping bag, yeah,
with the sleeping bag, just automatically wins.
Yeah, and I was really excited for Jason figuring out the code to the safe, which now we have been trying to figure out what that code means. Well,
did you see what I came up with?
No.
Okay, so. Because I was half asleep yesterday. I had a bad day. And I was just kind of, you know, popping in and out of the server. And I saw them trying to work out what it would be upside down on a calculator while Google's AI just kept giving them bullshit answer after bullshit answer.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, okay. So I just put it into my calculator on my phone, screenshotted it, and then looked at it upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out as ISBZ.
Okay.
And I was like, well, I don't fucking know what that is. So, of course, I Googled it. And one of them, I got three abbreviations that could mean. And then one of them was, I guess, like a code, like a product code or something. For, what was it even called? I've got it on my phone, actually. Haha. That's the easier way to do it. Which I should have had ready. Island Breeze Tropical Shirt. And so I was like, interesting, and I'll put a screenshot of this up. And so I go to it, and it's from a brand that I regularly shop called Tipsy Elves. And I want this shirt. And they do like a lot of golf wear as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which I would not be surprised if Alex has stuff from this brand as well.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what the answer is.
Yeah.
But the coincidence is hilarious.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah, as soon as I saw that, I was like, I fucking shop this brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then in the studio, he said the safe didn't work. Alex said the safe didn't work because he forgot to put batteries in, or the batteries were dead or something. But then according to the Taskmaster app, it said that Jason like was so rough with the safe that the batteries like came loose or something. So
I'm more inclined to believe Alex, just because I've noticed a lot of those little facts that they have are just straight wrong.
Yeah.
Like, it's not very accurate, the app. Like, yeah. It does give some interesting insight, but they're riddled with spelling errors, and some of them are provably wrong.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, but I think Jason was right to be very upset about that not working, because he's like, I figured it out, Alex! Oh, that was so funny.
Yes, you figured it out. Good job. This show is probably one of the most low-rent shows on television. Everything's cheap and everything's broken.
Yeah, that's true.
And
that is true.
Like, dude, you're, you know, he's allegedly a big fan of this show. He should have picked that up by now, that nothing works and things will just randomly break.
Yeah.
Which, like, going back to 15... their caravan task where they had to write down words and leave after 20 minutes without any timers. And then there was that clock up on the roof and it worked for Ivo. And then May went up there and it had got rained on. Yeah. And now it no longer worked.
Yeah, right. Inconsistent.
So, yeah, like...
Yeah.
All I believe is that the safe was broken.
Yeah.
Because of course it was broken.
Yeah. Pretty funny though.
Anything with moving parts breaks on that show very quickly.
Yeah. And something else that we've talked about in the server is that a lot of people have noticed that Jason keeps like in the studio, he keeps like touching Matt's back. And they're like, why is he doing that? And I'm like, I know why he's doing that. I keep forgetting to say why, but it's because he keeps tilting his chair back and he needs something to balance him. And so whenever he reaches for Matt's back, like the chair, he's like, you could see him going back in his chair and like the chair That's legs hilarious. Leaving. the floor. And I think somebody also pointed out, like, I bet the Andes are like really mad at him every time he does that, because they're like, stop fucking moving around. Like, stop fucking with your chair. Stop pushing it back. Like, we need a consistent, like, level. And he's like, no. I'm gonna fucking break this chair by the end of the season.
What was I watching? I can't remember if this was last week's episode or if it was an episode I was just watching on YouTube late at night. But there's this moment where Greg said something completely obscene and out of pocket, and then, like, went back on himself and said, no, I have to push for a real answer here. And I can't remember what it was or the context, because, I mean, past 10 o'clock at night, you know this, there's no guarantee that I'm sober.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, like, it was one of those moments where you could tell there was an Andy screaming in his ear to get things back on track.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he's just kind of, like, zoning out for a second, and it's like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I remember I had to rewind it, because I couldn't tell if it was Alex or Greg who had said it.
Yeah.
And then, on the rewind, it was definitely Greg. And it sounded like he was just parroting what was in his ear.
Yeah.
Instead of actually saying something, but it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And I need to, you know, hear from an Andy about... Mm-hmm. What the fuck they wind up shouting at him.
Yeah.
Because it seems to happen a lot, especially mm-hmm. in the outtakes. You can, like, there's one where he was saying, you know, they're telling me to move it along, but mm-hmm. no, I'm going to stay on this.
Yeah.
And there's such a fun contrast to that if anybody watches Buzzcocks.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, Greg has really internalized the idea that he is in control on Taskmaster.
Mm-hmm.
And then you watch Buzzcocks, and he is not in control.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, a producer or a director or someone tells him to do something in his ear, bam, he does it.
Yeah.
Like, there's one episode of that where he said, I've been told to lower the filth this series because they're mad at me. Or something like that.
Yeah.
But... Oh, let's talk about Fatia with those balloons. She did everything she could to not have the balloons.
Yeah, I think...
And then she got the balloons.
Yeah, Matt was telling Ed on the official podcast that she had a thing with balloons, but she didn't tell the producers. And so, because Matt was like, we're pretty sure that the producers wouldn't have put stuff with balloons in the tasks. Yeah.
He seemed to hint that there were like three of them.
Yeah, like if they had known. But I guess she just didn't tell them, so it's unfortunate.
Not even by the time the live task came around.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Like, it is something interesting, the amount of people who have gone on Taskmaster and have things about balloons. Because, like, yeah, we were talking about, you know, Mark's balloon task in Series 5, where he had to get something in the balloon and then blow it up, and he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So he put a pebble in it and gave it to the sound guy.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, Ashlyn couldn't blow up balloons. Josh didn't like balloons. Who was it that said, don't like them, go bang?
Oh, I don't remember.
Someone said, don't like them, go bang.
Yeah.
Which was the weirdest way to say, I don't like balloons.
Right.
But a lot of them have been either phobic or just clueless about how balloons work.
Yeah. Was it Nick Muhammad that didn't know how to blow up a balloon? I forget.
Yeah. I think it was, because at one point he was talking about how... yeah, he's a dad with three kids, and he's like, yes, I know. Imagine how I feel.
Yeah.
I think that was him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, she got really hurt on that task as well because of the balloons.
Yeah.
But I think I just saw that... she got 2 points for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jason got 3, Matt got 4... Rosie got 1, and Stevie, of course, got 5.
Yeah. Well, Dee Dee just got home, so I should probably go. But
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so that's that was an episode.
It sure was.
Thank goodness for the outtakes. Yeah, actually, now that he's home, I'm gonna immediately show him that outtake and be like,
Okay, yeah, I can't wait to show my husband.
oh my gosh. All right, we'll talk to you later.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.